This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Preparations begin for Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's visits to China and India. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung says Prime Minister Oli to depart for a two-day visit to India from September 16th after his China visit. Committee for Legislative Management under the National Assembly begins close-wise discussion on Federal Civil Service Bill. South Korean government to grant 1.25 billion rupees to Nepal government for infrastructure development in Gandaki Institute of Technology. And Israel calls up 60,000 reservists ahead of planned Gaza City offensive. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has said that preparations are underway for Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's visits to China and India. Speaking at a press conference organized at the ministry today to make public the decisions of the Council of Ministers, the Communication Minister, also the government spokesperson, said official invitations have already been received from both neighboring countries and that necessary preparations are being made on Nepal's side as well. Responding to a query from journalists regarding the Prime Minister's visit, Minister Gurung said that after attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO meeting in China, Prime Minister Oli is preparing to visit India for 2 days starting from the 16th of September. He further clarified that a formal decision regarding the visit is yet to be made. Meanwhile, the Cabinet held on the 18th of August approved Nepal's support for the proposal to increase the IMF member countries fund quota by 50% out of the additional 78.45 million SDR that Nepal will receive from the quota increase. 25% will be paid from the allocated budget of the current fiscal year and the remaining 75% will be settled through the issuance of securities in the name of Nepal Rashtra Bank. Similarly, the meeting approved the first amendment to the Human Rights Award Fund Operational Regulation 2025, give in principle approval for drafting the bill on lease finance, accepted concessional loan assistance of about 30.8 billion rupees from the government of Japan for the implementation of the Koteshwar Intersection Improvement Project and approved the amendments to the grant and the loan agreement of the Forests for Prosperity Project. Committee for Legislative Management under the National Assembly has begun a close-wise discussion on the Federal Civil Service Bill 2023. In today's meeting held at Simhadarbar, lawmakers said the provision ensuring inclusive and proportional participation in the civil service be incorporated in the preamble itself. The lawmakers also urged the government to table the necessary regulations alongside the bill if the provision that the law will come into effect immediately after its enactment is to remain unchanged. The Gandaki Institute of Technology and the government of South Korea have signed a grant agreement worth 1.25 billion rupees for the development of infrastructure in the Gandaki Institute of Technology. The institute is being operated under the Gandaki Technical Education and Vocational Training Academy, GTEVTA. Finance Secretary Ghanashyam Upadhyay and South Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Tae-yong signed the agreement today representing the government of Nepal and the government of South Korea respectively. As per the agreement, the Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, will serve as a project implementing agency on behalf of the South Korean government. Similarly, the Gandaki Province Ministry of Social Development, Youth and Sports Ministry and the GTEVTA will coordinate the implementation on behalf of the government of Nepal. During the signing of agreement, Finance Secretary Upadhyay shared that the project is expected to be completed by the 31st of December in 2030. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung emphasized the need for the Gurung community to initiate a campaign at home to preserve the Gurung language and pass it on to the younger generations. Speaking at a program organized by the Nepal Academy to launch Gurung language magazine named Tomukai today, Minister Gurung expressed his concern over gradual disappearing of the Gurung language and cultures with rapid migration, stating that language preservation truly begins within the families and communities. The minister praised the effort of the academy to publish the magazine in Gurung language for the first time. Visiting parliamentary delegation from Pakistan today called on Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemire. The delegation arrived to take part in the two-day Hindu Kush Himalayan Region Parliamentarians Meet 2025 that concluded in Kathmandu on Tuesday. Welcoming to the Pakistani MP's delegation led by Munaza Hassan to his office at Simadarbar, the Speaker talked about the potentials for enhanced trade, connectivity and tourism between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bidesh gaye pari chinta ki na karne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pari paunu ho sami sangai Kolkata's data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha. Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Tourism, Culture and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey reaffirmed the government's commitment to building an investment-friendly environment for private sector to invest in tourism sector. Addressing the annual General Assembly of the 13th anniversary of Kalanki Hotel and Guest House Association today, Minister Pandey urged the private sector to cooperate the government in its regulatory efforts to avoid labour exploitation and not to charge customers exorbitantly. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The Israeli military says it is calling up about 60,000 reservists ahead of a planned ground offensive to capture and occupy all of Gaza City. The BBC cited a military official as saying the reservists would report for duty in September and that most of the troops mobilized for the offensive would be active duty personnel. They added that troops were already operating in the Zitun and Jabalia areas as part of the preparations for the plan, which Defense Minister Israel Katz approved on Tuesday and will be put to the Security Cabinet later this week. Many of Israel's allies have condemned the plan, while the UN and non-governmental organizations have warned that another offensive and further mass displacement will have a horrific humanitarian impact after 22 months of war. More than 20 people have died in a fresh spell of monsoon rain in Pakistan, the country's disaster management agency said on Wednesday. According to the AFP news agency, torrential rainfall across Pakistan over the last week have caused flooding and landslides that swept away entire villages, leaving hundreds of people dead and dozens missing. The National Disaster Management Authority on Wednesday said 10 more people had died in Karachi due to urban flooding that caused house collapses and electrocution. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi province along with hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places of Koshi and Madhes provinces and hilly regions and at one or two places in the rest of the country. Likewise, there are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Preparations begin for Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's visits to China and India. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung says Prime Minister Oli to depart for a two-day visit to India from September 16th after his China visit. Committee for Legislative Management under the National Assembly begins close-wise discussion on Federal Civil Service Bill. South Korean government to grant 1.25 billion rupees to Nepal government for infrastructure development in Gandak Institute of Technology. And Israel calls up 60,000 reservists ahead of planned Gaza City offensive. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.